undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight an expected surge of coronavirus cases. China stocks fell to six-week lows on Tuesday, in line with global markets, as investor sentiment remained fragile after coordinated efforts by central banks failed to lead and ease worries over the coronavirus impact. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 closed up 0.6%. According to the capital market analysis at Bader Bank, Robert Halver, speaking from the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, he said, "We have seen a lot of cases. In a lot of crisis, the new market, the dot-com, the Eurozone crisis, the financial crisis, the virus tops them all because it creates a lot of uncertainty. If you can't do what you would like to do," old people are saying that this is like during war times. "For us, younger people who are blessed with being born later, this is something new." Hong Kong's benchmark Hang Seng Index closed the trading day up 200.16 points, a rise of 0.87. This is VOA News. China expressed its strong opposition on Tuesday to U.S. President Donald Trump, using the term Chinese virus to refer to the novel coronavirus that has spread to more than 150 countries around the world. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang said President Trump's language stigmatizes China. Now, President Trump tweeted on Monday, "The United States will be powerfully supporting those industries like airlines and others that are particularly affected by the Chinese virus." Last week, President Trump shared someone else's tweet labeling the coronavirus as the China virus. When asked at a congressional hearing if it was absolutely wrong and inappropriate for the president to use such language, the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield, said yes. China was the first phase. Korea and Iran were the second phase. With Italy, now all of Europe, Redfield said. The World Health Organization refers to the novel coronavirus as the COVID-19 virus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi on Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi base Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. U.S. retaliatory strikes late Thursday and early on Friday hit five weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Kataib Hezbollah in Iraq. 7 million Californians living in and around San Francisco are being ordered to shelter in place, the most draconian step taken so far to stop the spread of the coronavirus. "We know these measures will significantly disrupt people's day-to-day lives, but they are absolutely necessary." That, according to San Francisco Mayor London Breed, calling the outbreak a defining moment for our city, and said everyone must do their part to protect their neighbors. He called on residents to stay at home unless it is absolutely essential to go outside. The order affects six counties in Northern California. All stores and businesses will be shuttered except for such essential places as supermarkets and drugstores. The lockdown will remain in force through April the 7th. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voice.com.